Ladies and gentlemen.
System loaded.
The Kelly Mano Show.
We're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air. Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
The moment you've been waiting for.
Oh, kids, let's go.
Two.
Start the show. Start the show.
One.
Were they just debating whether or not Paul McCartney wears a catheter on stage?
Yes.
Is that what I overheard?
Yes.
The funniest thing happens before these microphones come on. Hi, it's Kelly Mano and the Kelly Mano Radio Podcast. Here with my best friend Haas, producer Gary, and a couple extra people in studio today. One of those being Haas's mom.
Yep.
We will just call her Mama Haas. My husband Jimmy is in here, and my friend Donna is on her way over here because this is the Ambien Show.
Hooray!
Are you nervous?
Not really. I mean, whatever.
I'm so nervous.
Why?
I have no idea. I think because the only thing that I think is bothering me is that I'm a control freak.
Well, I am too, but...
Like, I've already, like, made the kids lunches and, like, stuff like that, mm-hmm. but, like, I'm like, what if one of the kids wakes up with a stomach ache or, you know...
Jimmy's on duty.
Yeah, you're fully incapable of handling a stomach ache. Husband is right here to make sure everything falls to crap.
Yep.
I got it.
I would scoot over just a little bit. Otherwise, Facebook Live is nothing but your butt.
Which is awesome. I'm sure
that the ladies are just loving it. so basically, we're just going to talk about this a little bit because we're going to get into the Ambien on the next break.
Now okay.
Now we can't see Haas.
But it's right here.
I'm
okay.
Yep.
One for me, one for you.
Hooray.
And so what we're going to do is at the end of the next break, we are each... No, at the end of... I don't know. At the end of...
At the end of this break.
At the end of this break.
And then you can do another break if you talk.
No. So here's what we're doing.
Okay.
Because Ambien takes a little bit to take effect.
Yes.
And you and I are not allowed to fall asleep.
Okay.
So we are going to do a break.
Okay.
Normally, at the end of this break, you and I are going to each take one of these pills.
Okay.
And then we are going to play SpongeBob Connect 4.
I was wondering why there was... I wasn't sure if you were just cleaning out the office or if there was something...
It was the only game that I could find that I was sure we would both know how to play.
Okay.
So we will shut down the podcast for like 15 minutes.
All right.
The listeners won't ever know the difference because in editing that time will go away. People who are watching us live on Facebook will see it.
Sure.
You and I will play... SpongeBob Connect 4 for like 15 minutes off the air and then come back and try to finish the show.
Okay.
Now, have you ever taken this before?
Nope.
Has anyone ever told you guys this?
Mom is... I know. I'm so ashamed that your mom is... Listen, if it makes you feel any better, Mama Haas, my mom is horribly disappointed in me right now and spent all afternoon trying to talk me out of this.
She's the daughter of a doctor and I told her what was going on. She's like, this is the dumbest idea.
But, well, no, I know. And that's why we have this awesome disclaimer, courtesy of my Uncle Mike.
Disclaimer, the Kelly Mano Show does not endorse taking prescription drugs for fun. It is stupid. Kelly and Haas are dumb as hell. Don't be like them.
That's the truth. And if Uncle Mike is calling you dumb as hell.
If he was about 20 years younger, you wouldn't be doing
this. I know. So we have a disclaimer. And yeah, I thought of doing this show a long time ago. And then,
we've talked about it for 6 months or so.
Whose stupid idea was this?
I'm sure you got it from somewhere. I'm just not sure where.
No, it was literally in the middle. In my old office, I just wrote on our board, can we do a show on Ambien? Because I thought, maybe that's not like really kosher because you're like promoting using a prescription drug.
Gary, is it kosher? Our resident Jew.
Oh, it is absolutely 100% not kosher, but.
Yeah.
I do want to stop everything we're doing for 2 seconds because you two have become completely irrelevant at this point. Everybody is talking about Crystal Pepsi.
Oh, because...
Oh, yeah, Crystal Pepsi's legit.
Yeah, I guess it's back now.
Yep.
I didn't even notice. Do you have one, Jimmy? Can I taste it?
Yeah, it's awesome.
By the way, when I bought that at Schnucks on Friday, I completely destroyed the cashier's mind.
Wow.
It tastes just like Pepsi.
You know what's funny is we should have taken an Ambien and a 5-Hour Energy and seen who won.
Well,
because I'm not sure that mixing
the
caffeine
is who wins that.
We would be like a walking science experiment.
So I bought the Crystal Pepsi for Jimmy because he's been obsessed about it.
Yeah.
And I'm going through the line, and the guys who work at the supermarket at 2 o'clock on a Friday, I'm thinking aren't the A squad of the cashiers.
That's like getting a surgeon at 1 a.m.
Yeah. Because the Crystal Pepsi rolls down the little conveyor belt and I hear, So is this like water or something? Nope, it's just a Pepsi. Oh, so does it taste any different? Nope, it's just a Pepsi. So what's the difference? It's clear. Oh.
I love middle of the night grocery store workers.
No, this was two in the afternoon.
Oh, this was the afternoon. Well then, do you want to talk about our weekends?
Sure.
Well, first of all, let me start with our week because my kids just completed their first week at public school.
I saw how the first day went.
It was
and I kind of called the first day, but
it was one for the record books. So my kids went from a very small private school, yep. Like I think Rocky's class had 12 or 14 kids in it,
wow.
To a public middle school.
There's 12 or 14 kids in the bathroom at any time in public school.
Exactly. And so Rocky was really nervous about working his lock. He'd never had a locker with a combination before. And so he and I went up together a couple weeks before and practiced his lock combination.
Is this a lock that's attached to the locker, or does he have to bring his own?
But it's the old school, go to the right and get a number, go to the left and get a number, and go back to the right and get a number. Sorry. That's from one drink of Crystal Pepsi.
Yeah.
God, I have like no... Sorry, does that smell?
No, I'm good.
So Rocky was really worried about his getting into his locker.
Okay.
And so he gets into the car after the first day of school. I'm so excited to hear how their day went. And this is my conversations with Rocky after school. How was your day? Fine. What'd you do? Nothing. Did you have fun? Yeah. And then Lucy gets in the car. And I'm like, how was your day? And she's like, well, Michael had a dentist appointment at 12. And Mr. Smith wore a green shirt. It was really, really funny. And then we had an assembly. And then my friend wrote me a note. Like, literally, I'll get every single detail of her day. And then a little bit later, it realized, I'm like, I didn't ask Rocky about his locker. I'm like, oh, so the locker was fine, right? And he's like, nope. I'm like, well, you couldn't get it open? He's like, nope. I'm like, well, I said, who helped you? He goes, nobody. I said, why didn't anybody help you? He goes, I didn't want anyone to know. I said, but that means you didn't have any of your supplies for any of the classes, right?
Nope.
He's like, nope. I just took my bag with me and it was fine. And I'm like, Rocky, tomorrow when you go to school, promise me that you will find out, you know, or ask somebody how to get into your locker. So second day of school, Rocky goes off to school. And even though there's a public bus system, I still take my kids just because that's what
why
I
not?
Did growing up. And I have the flexibility to do so.
Yeah, why not?
So I go to pick up Rocky from school on the second day, and I'm sitting in the carpool line, and all of a sudden, all the cars start moving, and I realize, holy cow, Rocky never came to the car. Parking lot clears out, and I'm left alone in my minivan, and I'm like, my kid is missing on the second day of school, and I am on a schedule because I got to go get the girls.
Right.
So I go in the office, and all of the staff is in there because it's only the second day of school. I'm like, hi. I said, my kiddo's missing, and I'm pretty calm because it's Rocky, and I'm assuming he's done something stupid. And the first thing they said was, is it a sixth grader? Which means, like, is he new to the school? And
right.
I'm like, yep. And she turned around. She's like, we need to do a bus all call. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, what is a bus all call? She's like, we have to reach out to every bus in this district to find out if he got on a bus. I'm like, he doesn't even ride the bus. I'm like, so he's not on a bus. I'm thinking in my head, like, he's pooping somewhere.
Right.
Like, he had to take a poo in seventh hour and forgot and didn't hear the bell and doesn't realize school's over. I'm like, can you please page him first? So they try to page him. They're like, Rocky Mano, please come to the office. Rocky Mano, please come to the office. No Rocky. So they do the bus all call.
Okay.
So they get out this walkie-talkie and they're like, we need every bus driver to report if you've got a Rocky Mano on your bus, blah, blah, blah. Sure enough, he got on a bus.
Why did he get on a bus?
Well, when I found him in my driveway later, I walked up and I said, Rocky, I said, what happened? He goes, I couldn't find you. So I got on a bus. And I said, well, did you get on the right bus? He goes, I don't know. I just thought you got on and told him your address. And I said, no, that's not really how it works. He goes, but guess what? He goes, I figured out my locker. You know why? I was doing the wrong locker all day.
Wow.
So he got on a bus, went for a joyride around town, couldn't get his locker open. And then this is non-school related, but I'm in my office. We have a dog named Susie, a golden retriever.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear Rocky yelling from the back of the house. He's like, Mom, something's wrong with Susie. And I'm like, something's wrong with Susie. And I look down and Susie's at my feet. And he goes, hey, Mom. And so I start walking in there. I'm like, he goes, what's wrong? He goes, is Susie in the house? Rocky let another golden retriever in our house. It was a neighbor's dog.
So Rocky's having a banner week.
Rocky. Yes, I walk in and there's this golden retriever standing there. I'm like, that's not our dog. And he goes, well, I know that now.
Goes, wow.
But all I heard is, Mom, something's wrong with Susie.
And you're looking down like.
What was wrong was that Susie was a boy and had short hair and was a lab.
So not even the right kind of dog.
No, it was really close. Like, I could see why maybe from a distance he would have let the dog in.
Sure.
But we figured out it was a neighbor's dog and yeah.
Wow.
My poor baby. And we went to Paul McCartney over the weekend.
We did. That was awesome.
You took your parents.
I did.
I took my husband.
Which is awesome. And you surprised him.
I did surprise him. You know why? I did the thing where, you know, and this is a tricky game. You don't want to play this game unless you're willing to miss the concert. But I did the whole wait until like 3 hours before the show.
People start dumping tickets.
And people start dumping their tickets. So we got tickets in like the lower bowl for like 130.
That's not bad.
Or we were sitting in 130 and they were like $80.
That's great.
And there was kind of a side seat. So we kind of bounced around. Like, we do the whole like go sit in an empty seat till you get kicked out.
Sure.
You know, at one point we were going to come up in your box and, you know.
Yeah, we had a seat Nazi, which was crazy.
Yeah. Well, did you guys enjoy the show?
Yeah, it was really good. Gates were a half hour late and then the show was a half hour late. But once he came on stage, like, dude is 74 and plays for a solid 3 hours.
You know what I loved about, because I'm not a Beatles fan. I don't dislike them, but I don't like, you know, I'm an Elvis girl.
Sure.
And so I went to Paul just for my husband. But of course, I knew like a lot of the songs. What I loved about seeing an artist like him that I'm not used to seeing is it's just like he's sitting in your living room.
Yeah.
Telling you stories and playing the music to where the bands that you and I go to see, it's a show. And it's almost like, you know, I love Gwen Stefani, but she's in character on stage.
Absolutely.
So many of these bands are in character on stage. And to see somebody as seasoned as him who just got up there, sat, and then hearing, you know, the whole crowd singing like, Hey Jude and Let It Be, and then Live and Let Die was the best song of the night.
I've heard that one somewhere before.
Oh, who did it first? Guns N' Roses?
Oh.
Or
oh, come on.
Paul wrote it.
Well, I didn't know it. Listen, I thought maybe he covered it like as an old guy. Like, you know how like when old guys release new records?
Yeah, no, Paul Wings did it, and then Guns covered it in 91.
Yeah, no, I love that song. Hey, Jimmy, I think Donna's coming over. Is she here yet?
She's not here, but okay. I knew that, yes.
Well, because whenever I told her that we forgot to hire a nurse, she all of a sudden got panicky and decided to come over and help.
Okay. But help what? Like, you have, this isn't your first time taking Ambien.
But I've only taken it like 3 times in my life, and this is Chris's first time.
But yeah, you've never died, and he's
my
not.
My problems aren't going to happen while we're here.
This is a normal, like the most widely prescribed.
Yep.
Yeah.
If I have issues, my issues are going to be at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
We are going to take it whenever we get back. We are going to go to break because I have a commercial to do that I need to be stone cold sober for.
All right.
And when I'm done with that commercial, we will come back and do the official Ambien break.
Okay.
Yeah. And a little tidbit, over the weekend, I told you guys I was going to the David Backus farewell party.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a fantastic party, but they had a photo booth option.
That's cool.
Where all of the guests would take a photo in the photo booth, like wishing them well. And then it was rotating on a big screen in their living room.
Okay.
And so everybody got the opportunity to jump in the photo booth. And so right before we left to go to Paul, I found a piece of paper and a pen and I wrote, Armstrong sucks donkey balls.
I can't wait for the fact that Armstrong shows up at this party.
Trust me, he was not invited. And so I left the party. As I left, it was scrolling. It was like happy couples, like blowing kisses to the cameras, and then like my big face with a sign that says Armstrong sucks donkey balls.
Nice.
Hopefully they're not too mad about it. I will text
them.
I
don't think they care right now.
I don't think they do either, but it was a fantastic party, and we'll get into hockey when the season gets closer, because I'm just too pissed off right now. Maybe the Ambien will make it better. We'll be right back.
How you walked away, even when I tried to call your name. See, at first I didn't understand. Now you're looking like a lonely man. I remember how you did me wrong. Now you're hurting cause my love is gone. Everybody gets a chance to burn. You can take it as a lesson learned.
The Kelly Mano Show.
Kelly and Haas are the Biggie Smalls and Little Kim of their time. Except whiter.
And with very little street cred.
You're listening to The Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by Sacred Movement in St. Charles, Missouri. Let's change up this music a little bit. There we go. Haas actually turned me on to this company that's run by one of his very best friends, Jen. And it is, in a nutshell, it's a dance studio. Sacred Movement is a dance studio. If you drive by from the outside, you'd look at it and say, hey, there's a dance studio. But what is inside is so much better. From the outside, they teach belly dancing class. It's fun. You go in. You can wear fun costumes if you want and skirts. Or you can just be like me and roll in your yoga pants and your t-shirt. Everybody is welcome. Everything about the place is so calming when it comes to like my day-to-day crazy life, and then I walk in there and it smells good and the music is calm. It's like yoga with way cooler dancing, better music, and like a punch of girl power. Oh, you're mislabeled on my mic. Say
Am
something
I?
Again.
Hello.
That's why.
There we go.
We are Weird. A well-oiled machine over here. So anyway, yeah, Sacred Movement, I've been taking it for, they're 6-week classes at a time. I honestly cannot believe she bought ad space with me because her classes are so full.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, I swear, I give this a couple months and it is going to be like the yoga and Pilates craze because it is so fun. Everybody starts at the same level, which is the ATS Fundamental Level 1 class. That's what I'm in. Classes run six weeks at a time. And you can call her today at 314-398-8184 or go to their website, which is sacredmovementstudio.com. Haas, can you give them that phone number one more time?
314-398-8181.
No sleep till...
All right, it's time to walk the walk.
Cool.
We've talked the talk. It's time to walk the walk. So Haas and I are going to each take an Ambien.
Yep.
Now, there was much discussion about whether or not you and I should take the same dose because there's a gigantic size difference between us.
True.
However, I think, and I could be wrong, Mama Haas wants you to take a quarter of a pill. I think that Ambien is brain related and not.
I think it is too.
It's not size. It's not like alcohol that right. has to digest. This like tells your brain it's night time.
Yeah, like I think when you're dealing with internal medicine, to a degree, like it depends on what's going on. If you're talking about like an antibiotic that's fighting something in your body,
right.
that's one thing.
Right.
But something like that, it's totally chemical and brain related.
So
it's
we're
not
all on the same
related.
Page that you and I should just take the same dose, right?
I think so.
Okay. And then I've got some fun Ambien stories here.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't kick in too fast because I got to pee.
Do you want to pee? Go ahead and pee now.
No, I'm good. I can hold
it. I have a fun Ambien story.
Like a camel.
No,
I'm like a camel.
No. We're not telling that story. Okay. Here, I'm gonna give you these. All right, so are we ready to take the Ambien?
How many pills are actually in the bottle?
Two.
But you didn't prepare in case we were gonna give Haas two and you one? You don't have three in there?
No, because if it doesn't work, we'll just do a regular show. Like, it's not like I don't want to force us to act stupid.
But I mean, how many do you have?
I have two.
Okay. Well, no, I didn't know if you had prepared in case he wanted to take a second one because he's larger.
I'm probably not going to take
a good idea.
No, it's not a good idea. Just making sure that...
Considering neither one of us ever take this, I think we both should take one. And if nothing... Listen, this might be a big, like, to-do about nothing. We might both take these and just continue the show as normal. Neither Haas or I are going to pretend to feel anything we're not.
I won't lie. I've been exhausted all day, I even took a nap today, and I'm still just
I'm scared.
Beat.
Listen, my biggest fear is that it's going to turn into Weekend at Bernie's, and we're not going to be able to get his 7-foot ass out my house.
Nah.
Like, we're going to be carting you out on a dolly.
I am not going to lie. That is the thing that concerned me when I was driving here. I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, if...
Yeah, if I'm dead weight, I'm dead weight.
If Haas turns into dead... I will say this. My husband is going to be in complete control of the Facebook Live. If he at any point thinks that we should cut it off, you cut it off.
Damn right.
Because if I or he are saying anything that you think might hurt other people's feelings or, you know, things like that, then are you nervous?
So do we want to talk about why we're doing this? Which is the fact that supposedly...
Is there a reason?
If you fight the... If you take an Ambien and you fight it, it's supposed to... Not make you hallucinate, but make you go a little bit nuts in the fact that, like, the filters come off.
Well, here, you and I are each holding stories, so let's take turns. I actually did some research on the internet on funny things that people have done on Ambien. So I'll start with this one. These all came from Reddit, by the way. Last night, I took an Ambien and didn't go to bed immediately. No, I'm not reading this one. Trade me.
All right.
Trade me. Okay. I took an Ambien once, woke up the next morning with a spotless and reorganized kitchen. The kicker was I left myself a shopping list on the fridge. It read rice, ice, pubes, potato, long squinting lettuce.
Nice.
All right.
I think that's imported.
Read yours.
Last night I took an Ambien and I didn't go to bed immediately. I ended up shaving my balls and Snapchatting it to everyone on my friends list with the caption, smoothest balls in America.
I turn into a full-blown pirate when I take Ambien. I once tried to recruit my friend to be my first mate. I actually believe in the delusion that I am a pirate and start talking like one and asking people to hoist my mast.
Nice. A brother-in-law of mine took Ambien back about 8 years ago. And when his wife woke the next morning, she went downstairs and found 8 big bowls filled to the brim with cereal and milk and whatever was in the pantry. A big tablespoon in each bowl and not a single bite was taken.
In 2005, I took an Ambien sleeping pill and my wife found me starting our lawnmower in the front yard completely naked at 2 a.m.
Nice. I have chronic sleep issues and have a prescription to Ambien. One night, she thought someone was breaking into our house. It was me, walking in her house at 3 a.m. with arms full of Walmart bags. I was fully dressed for the day and asked her if she wanted breakfast. Now she hides my keys in a different place every night.
Okay, so Jimmy, tonight, hide my phones, hide my keys, hide your kids, hide your wife.
Yeah, because they're even everybody out there. Hey, listen,
what?
You have to take this now because our kids are coming back
okay.
at like 9:15, and this little shit show needs to be done.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Where's your cup to cheers?
Oh, here.
All right, so we are going to take the Ambien. We are going to take a 15-minute break to play Connect Four, and we will be back on the air then. I'm going to let Jimmy kind of run the ship. And
see you on the other side, Ray.
Down the hatch.
I'm already talking into my cup. You ever automatically regret a decision?
Like just now. Okay. Listen, everything is fine. We're just going to play SpongeBob.
It got stuck in the back of my throat. And I was like, nope, I'm not going down.
It was God trying to tell you, like, spit it up. There's Donna. Hi, Donna. We just took it 30 seconds ago. That black mic is open for all the guests in the room, and that is Facebook Live behind you. Did you bring food?
What is that? What is that?
All right, we are going to play Connect Four, and then we will be right back.
The Kelly Mano Show.
Has anyone actually gotten salmonella from raw cookie dough?
Or are people just trying to stop me from living my life? The Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
True story. I had salmonella when I was in grade school. It's no fun.
All right. The Kelly Mano podcast is back on the air. We took about a 30-minute break there to
play some riveting Connect Four.
We did. We played Connect Four. I beat you once. And then we had a mince because we cheated.
Yes.
And then you won once.
So it's a draw?
And then I flipped the table, so we're not doing
it
anymore.
Yes, you did.
I got that. I've got the table flipping in me. I don't really feel like I'm drunk, you know?
No.
I do feel, like, giggly. Like, I feel really giggly. That's all I feel is, like, giggly.
I feel relaxed, which I think is the point, I guess.
Yeah. I think it'd be funny if you actually fell asleep and then we had to find a way to get a 7-foot-tall giant.
I don't think that would be fun for
out
anybody.
Out of my house. We could put you on top of my minivan like Harry and the Hendersons.
Yes, there you go. With a tarp.
Have you seen that movie lately?
Not in like 20 years.
It's the best.
Really?
Yes.
I can't imagine that aged well.
When the dad comes down and like the Harry's like in the refrigerator.
Is
and
it John
like,
Lithgow? Is that who's in that?
Yeah, that's it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then in the end when they go in the woods and the baby Bigfoot like comes running. Like that was one of the first movies I wanted to show to my kids as they got older.
You know what you need to show? Well, I don't know if you can show it to them because I think you and the kids both have a fears of like spooky. But speaking of 80s stuff, you know what's incredible that you need to watch?
No, I'm not going to watch it. I already know what you're going to tell me. You want me to watch that thing on Netflix called
Stranger Things. It's so good.
Why would I watch that when I didn't watch? I guess it's like all like old throwbacks to like Freddy Krueger and stuff.
No, it's not. It's more like E.T. and Close Encounters and like all the Spielberg movies.
But is
and
it scary?
No, I heard it had a sensitive side to it.
Very much so. Like, there are scary moments because there is a monster.
Lovely.
But it's really good. And the style in which they filmed it and the music, it's like they took something from 1983 and brought it straight into the now.
Are people getting, like, violently killed?
No.
Like, no Freddy Krueger, everything,
nope.
Or nothing like that?
Nope. I mean, isn't it just creepy, like, what's the, not Sixth Sense, the other one with the aluminum
signs?
Signs. It's creepy
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
I mean,
not
the,
scary.
I wouldn't know. I don't, if it does not have Reese Witherspoon or...
It's got Winona Ryder in it.
No, see, she's in my creepy line. But somebody like Reese or somebody like Will Ferrell, if any of them are in it, I'll go watch it.
Yeah. It's really good. It's really good.
I mean,
it's eight episodes. Like, I ripped through it, I think, in 3 days.
I have the Netflix, and I am making my way through Grey's Anatomy right now.
Okay.
The old ones that are really good. And then whenever Dr. Dreamy McDies, McDies, I will probably just fade away from that. And I need to catch up on Orange is the New Black.
Speaking of Netflix, though,
yeah.
Stuff from Netflix, did you see everybody's favorite wrestling fans getting out of jail?
Yes! Brendan Dassey.
Yep.
From Making a Murderer, the kid who was never in trouble in the first place.
The kid who was basically coerced into saying he did it.
He came home. Like, for those of you who missed our big Making of a Murderer show, you know, I brought up the point that I thought that all along the brother, Brandon Dassey, mm-hmm. the one who is clearly not mentally straight.
Correct.
And should never have been interrogated like that by anyone without someone there to stand for him.
Mm-hmm.
The way that they were bullying him and really getting in there and asking him twisted questions. He walked in on his brother and that other dude doing it.
I think so.
That's why he couldn't say the truth.
Yeah.
So, you know, basically they've said that there's no reason for him to stay in jail. They're going to send him out because he was unfairly treated when he was brought in for...
They basically said that it was a coerced confession.
So it might
be totally true.
And it might be that they're going to then redo it, like a retry him with a psychiatrist there, with him on medicines he needs to be on.
What I heard was that the state has 90 days to either file for a retrial or an appeal. If they don't do that within 90 days, they have to let him free.
Yeah.
And that kid is going to lose his mind when he realizes that the WWE has its own network.
Right.
And he can watch every WrestleMania he missed.
24 hours a day.
24 hours a day. And here's the real question is, if he gets out, how long do you think it takes before Vince McMahon puts him on a plane and brings him to a WWF event live on TV?
Probably his first immediate flight.
I would imagine so.
All right, talk amongst yourselves.
I wonder if they'll bring his, I guess it would be his aunt, who's devoid of any facial expression at all. Steve Avery's mom.
That was the mom, yeah.
Who?
But Brendan has a mom, too.
Yeah,
she's
mom,
nuts.
Yeah, but yeah. She'll be overjoyed that he's out.
Yeah.
Because she was out for blood. When
she was the one who's like, Brendan, you're stupid. You can't say that. What do you want me to do? I'm dumb. No, you're not. Stop saying that.
Yeah.
But I am, Mom. I'm dumb.
I need to rewatch that whole thing.
They're, I guess, doing a follow-up of it that's going to come out in December or January,
I
think.
Oh, that'll be good.
So I don't know what it's going to have, aside from obviously they're going to scramble now and do this. But
yeah.
As far as I know, there hasn't really been any new developments in Steven's case.
Yeah, but everybody wants to know what he's doing, what he's up to.
He's stamping license plates for a living is what he's doing.
Yeah.
Three hots in a cot every day for the rest of his life, I guess.
For something that he did not, if you've not.
I don't think he did it.
I don't think he did it.
I think it's that. I think it's the other guy who set him up.
And I feel like I feel like I know people like him. I feel like I came from people like him, and that once you get out of it, you know, that's not what he would have done, and not in that way.
Or if you get away with it once, you don't react the way he reacted. You know that
probably
that,
not
right. I can't function over here, Gary. I'm trying to find.
What are you trying to do?
Trying to find Olympic theme music.
Oh.
In the iTunes store, and it's not giving it to me.
Well, full Ambien disclosure, it's taken you like 2 minutes.
I've been trying to do it on my own for a long time. Will you try to find Olympic theme music on here?
Would you like some assistance?
Yeah.
I think that would be good.
Joe does not endorse taking prescription drugs for fun.
You say
it is stupid. Kelly and Horace are dumb as hell. Don't be like them.
We are dumb as hell.
Olympic.
I kind of want that as my ringtone.
For whenever I call.
Kelly and Horace are dumb as hell.
Olympic music.
There you go. You got it.
There you go.
Yay!
Come over here.
Now we wait 5 minutes while it downloads.
But it's going to be worth it because it's going to be grand.
All right. And we can always edit this out.
I'm not editing anything out because I will be sleeping.
Well, sure.
I just turned around to see your eyes for the first time.
Are you blurry?
No, but it made me feel like I feel something.
All right.
Yeah, and none of this will be edited, period.
I don't feel...
No, I don't want anything on the radio show edited. Yeah. But if, like, I start saying, like, inappropriate words, I want the Facebook Live to go off.
I don't feel goofy at all, but I am yawning quite a bit.
No, I'm starting to... Yes. Beep, beep. Isn't this the graduation march?
No, you're thinking of the Macho Man song. So I'm assuming we're talking Olympics.
No, I was going to tell a story about a Roomba.
All right.
But if you want to talk about Olympics, we can.
We can do whatever you want. I figured the music was...
I searched for it for like 4 minutes, but if you don't want to talk about it...
Let's go.
The shot put girls are really fat.
It's not fat. Wow.
I was trying to watch.
Please mark this moment on the tape because that needs to be a soundbite.
The shot put girls. It looked like I could get old Becky from the corner diner there to compete. I mean, and she could
Those
do it.
Those chicks are all muscle.
It ain't all muscle. There is muscle in there.
Okay, fine.
And then there's stuff on top of it. And then there's more stuff on top of that.
I knew a dude in college who dated a girl who we called the Viking.
Yeah.
She was track and field girl, and that girl had broader shoulders than half of the offensive line.
Yeah. I mean, these girls that are doing the shot,
they are all Midwest girls.
I'm not saying that they don't have a workout regimen and that they don't work hard for what they do and that they're not strong, because they are. But it also just kind of feels like any old girl about their size could probably throw that ball just as far.
Probably.
You know, like give me a warm up first. Like, you know.
It's technique, though.
It's technique. You stick it in the crook of your neck and then you shove it out.
You know what I always want to do is the discus or the hammer throw.
Or what the hell is the hammer throw?
It's basically the shot put on the end of a chain with a handle, and you spin around in a circle and you throw it.
And then MC Hammer dances across the stage.
Correct.
Have you seen his new commercials?
No.
You haven't? It's for like Ziploc bags or something.
That's terrible.
And my mom's like, yellow and blue make green. We didn't have these in the 80s. And unless I'm making this up, but I think it's true. And then MC Hammer's like, I got pants, and he's dancing around. It's like for Ziploc pants.
That's awful.
So Michael Phelps and Katie Ledecky.
One hell of golds.
Michael Phelps is not even human.
Talk about weird looking bodies. That guy's arms have like four elbows.
They said that his body is built to swim. So he is the perfect specimen of having short legs, but big size 14 feet like flippers.
So he knuckle drags.
Yeah, his wingspan is just so much further than anybody else's, which is what you use for that it's almost unfair. And I'm like, well, it's not unfair. Just if you're another swimmer, be smart. And if you're looking at the sign-ups and Michael Phelps has signed up, you just go to the next paper and you sign up for something different.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm not going to swim that one.
Yeah, because they're all so similar anyway.
Yeah.
Like, oh, a butterfly and a breast. Oh, now a breast and a back and a breast and a back and a butterfly and a free. Like, what the hell does it matter? Just find the one that Michael Phelps is not in and do that race.
Yeah, and then you could win.
I might actually be able to win if I did that strategy.
If they ever have Olympic cannonball, I'm going to win a gold.
You would win a gold. But I do think that watching the Olympics, they need to put one regular person in every event.
Just to like show
just
you
for
the
reference.
Level. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Like, pull somebody
here's
out of the
Steve,
stands.
Who lives around the corner.
Yes. And he's
he
gonna
just
get,
finished smoking a Marlboro.
And he's going to get in the pool and swim four laps.
And he has to get in wearing, like, his cut-off jean shorts.
Yes.
And a sleeveless Bush beer shirt.
Yes. And I think, like, each, like, you know, it, like, gymnasts, like, they have to have, like, you think you can flip on the beam like that? Like, just to show us people at home, like, how amazing they really, really are.
I want to see some regular person on the uneven bars, yeah, just hanging there for 3 minutes, like, I can't move. I'm just going to hang here. Can I let go now?
There is a funny tweet from a guy on Twitter. He said, a 41-year-old gymnast just competed in her 7th Olympics. I just texted my son upstairs and offered him $5 to come down here and hand me the remote I can't reach.
There you go.
Oh, 16-year-olds are competing in the Olympics, and I still push doors that say pole.
Yep.
And for those of you who have not seen, the Rio diving pool is still green. And the headline coming from every news source is that it smells like a giant fart. Like, big,
is it over-chlorinated, or?
What happened was something got off in the balance of the pool, and they yep. decided to fix it, and it turned green.
Oops.
And everybody freaked out. Well, so then they said, they're saying, like, pools are like an exact science.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Okay, well, when you're in the Olympics, you better have it freaking figured out. Like,
I agree.
I don't.
Let's also.
If it's like Aunt Linda's pool.
I get it.
And it's a little leafy.
Maybe
and
someone
soapy,
peed in it.
So, like, I expect that. But when you're at the Olympics and the pool, it just turned green like overnight.
Maybe someone peed. You know, they got those chemicals that turn
like
the.
Like 40 leprechauns?
Well, you know, they got those chemicals that turn the water different colors.
Those don't exist. Don't lie to my kids. I had that fear my whole life.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Speaking of things turning colors, you saw Ryan Lochte's hair.
Yeah.
Did no one think? Let's back up. Ryan Lochte's not the brightest bulb in the chandelier.
Oh, no,
with.
No, no.
But did no one think to tell him, hey, dipshit, don't bleach your hair before you jump into an Olympic pool. It's going to turn blue.
Well, Donna knows this with her hair. So Ryan Lochte, he bleached his hair and then
like
dyed
platinum
it like this.
Blonde.
Right. But I think anybody with blonde hair knows that you don't go in a pool. It's going to turn green or blue.
Right.
Anybody.
Not Ryan
that.
Lochte. Ryan Lochte is lucky that breathing is an automatic thing and not something you have to remember
he would
to
not
do.
Be able to
not an Olympic
die.
Sport.
Yeah. Counting to 10 should be an Olympic sport for Ryan Lochte.
That we should come up with our own Olympic sports. You know what I forgot?
You know, every summer and winter, your husband and I and my friends compete in the Bro Olympics.
Well, we can do
which
the
is basically
Girl Olympics.
Mildly athletic events and an excuse to drink a lot.
We should
that
do.
Sounds fun.
We should do
like
an
we
event.
Go bowling.
We should do an event right now. Like, we can set up an obstacle course in the driveway.
We just did Connect Four.
That was lame.
But technically an Olympic sport.
We can ride hoverboards.
You got your hula hoop.
Hula hoop and a bike. And a dinosaur costume and see who can make it down.
Like a relay.
What
we need to do is we need to make that a daytime thing where we can do like something, a different station at each corner of your property.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying just for something fun for tonight. We got the costumes.
You are going to die.
I'm not going to die.
I'm already slint-eyed.
How dare you? I have Chinese in my family.
I don't. Okay. Now I'm the asshole. It's not what I meant. I'm not calling out your Asian heritage.
My third cousin is Michelle Kwan, don't you know?
I thought it was your best friend.
Yeah. Well, then her sister, Karen. Who? Never mind. Dude, I just got filtered again. Ambien filtered me. I was going to say something really mean about somebody, and I didn't do it.
It's the cure for you. I'm telling you, Ambien. It makes you think before you talk.
That is amazing. This is the story about the poop Roomba.
All right. Is this why we played the Olympic music?
Yes.
Okay.
So, a gentleman. Do you guys know what a Roomba is?
Oh, yeah. I want one really bad.
Okay. It's like those round circle vacuum cleaners.
Yep.
And you put it on your floor when you go to bed. And for like 2 hours, it like bumps into stuff. And as it's going around the house, it picks up the... is there somebody behind me?
No.
Okay. It picks up the...
this is awesome.
It picks up the... Stop, I can't read. The Roomba...
It picks up the dust and dirt.
It picks up the dust and dirt. Sometime between midnight and 1:30 a.m., our Evie puppy pooped on the rug in our living room. This is the only time she's done this, so no. It probably just got done right before we let her out and we went to bed. Now, if you have a detective mind, you might want to wonder why I knew the poop occurred between midnight and 1:30. We were asleep, so how would we know that time frame? Why, my friend, that is when our Roomba runs at 1:30 a.m. every night while we sleep. And it found the poop. If you have a Roomba, please rid yourself of all distractions and absorptions of what I'm about to tell you. Do not under any circumstances let your Roomba run over dog poop, because what happens is it will spread dog poop over every conceivable surface within its reach, resulting in a home that closely resembles a Jackson Pollock poop painting. The wheels, which have been checkered surfaces for more traction, left 25-foot poop trails all over my house.
Oh!
Our lovable Roomba, who gets careful cleaning every night, looked like it had been mudding in a four-wheel Jeep, but it was poop. It started when we got woken up at 3 in the morning. Our four-year-old climbed into bed and smelled like dog poop. We realized he had dog poop on his feet and took him back out in the hallway, and then realized we had our feet in dog poop. And
hosed him down.
Yeah. He said, you walk in the living room, you wonder why the floor feels gritty, and then you see the brown, encrusted, vaguely Roomba-shaped thing sitting in the middle of the floor with a glowing green light like it's okay, like it's proud of itself. I guess that's what it does when it like is finished with its job. So we were fast asleep, and we were half asleep until this point, and now was when we really started to wake up. Oh, God, the horror. Oh, God, the horror. You clean your first child, get them to bed. You scrub the poop off his feet and send him to bed. You don't even bother cleaning your own feet because you know what's in front of you. It's inevitable. You have to clean up the rest of this. Some people would just go to bed and forget about it until the morning, but you're not one of those people. You cannot go to bed knowing that there is a poop war zone outside of your bedroom door. And then this profanity starts. And it's not just using profanity. You're inventing new types of profanity. You're saying things that would make Satan shudder in revulsion. You hope your kid stayed up in bed, or stayed in bed, because if he hears these things, there's no way he's not ending up in prison one day. Did I say prison? In prison one day. It ended ruining our $400 Roomba, the rugs, the bottom of all the couches, the wood floors. They lost everything. Over. But they did
move.
They did get their Roomba replaced.
I was just going to say.
Roomba thought the story was so funny that they sent him a new Roomba.
That's awesome. That's worth it then.
Maybe we should get a Roomba.
Now, you know those go like up against the cracks of the baseboard.
Yeah.
So it's like pulling poop like into the cracks of the whole house.
It's amazing how, because there was a big part of this article that I actually cut out just because there was so much. And they were explaining how the poop was, and the story I read was that the dog had like diarrhea, and there had been more than one spot.
No.
And it was just, it literally looked like a...
They painted it.
Yeah, I know that they had to throw away their rug. I know that the rug was gone, and then all the poop was on like the bottom of the...
Does anyone here have a Roomba?
No, I don't have one.
I would like one, but I don't have a ranch, and I'm wondering like if I would use it upstairs, is it going to get to the edge of the stairs and realize your stairs and stop, or is it just going over? I'm going to hear like, bam, 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 bam.
No, it stops because they have those games that they play with Roombas. Have you ever seen beer pong Roomba?
I've seen cats on Roombas.
Where you take two Roombas on a table, on two different tables, and you put the red cup on each Roomba, and you're trying to get the ping pong ball into the Roomba.
That would be awesome.
But it moves around on the table, and it stops at the edge of every table, or the edge of the table.
Wow.
Yeah, it's super fun.
I'm
in for that.
You guys should be doing that right now.
Like, we could just expense it on the show.
Sure thing, boss.
And then we could each have one. I just want it to clean my house when I'm in sleep.
Yeah. That would be pretty nice.
I hope those people got like the top of the line, like $1,000 Roomba. That's the only reason why I don't
cheap.
Have one. Yeah, they're not cheap.
If you want to get the ones that like go between carpet and tile and wood floors and all that.
Yeah. I mean, they start at like $600.
Yeah, they're not cheap, but they would sure be nice. Especially for me because, you know, I'm a single guy. The only time I clean my house is if I know a girl's coming over.
And the dog hair is what you want it to get up. That you're never getting up really in those cracks of the carpet.
Finishing up the Olympic stuff, Michael Phelps was amazing, and he's retiring. Katie.
For real
Clucky,
this time?
Yeah, for real this time. One of our little runner guys, so all the little Kenyan runners were running last night, you know?
Yep.
And the ones that look like a grape on a toothpick.
Yeah.
And they're running, and I'm watching, and they're going.
It's so true.
And this little Kenyan guy falls down. And I don't run, but I know from my runner friends that if you fall down, trying to get back in any sort of rhythm is really, really hard.
Yes.
He came back and won the race.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
Wow. So it must not have been a sprint.
It was one of those, like, they go around like four times.
Okay.
It's like a 400.
The greatest race I ever saw was when I was in college and we were watching one of the ESPNs in the dining hall. And they had, it wasn't Special Olympics, but it was like the Para Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And they were having...
Is his desk moving?
No.
I'm not trying to be funny. It feels like it's moving.
Okay. They were having a track meet. And as they turned the corner, one of the runner's cleats got caught in the track and pulled her prosthetic leg off. So you saw her just eat shit. Because she took the step and her leg stayed in the track and it was all wobble down. You just saw this nub like, uh-oh.
Was this week?
No, this was like 10 years ago.
Okay, so not quite as insensitive.
No.
I was trying to decide if I was allowed to laugh at it or not.
Oh, yeah, no, you can laugh because I stood up and was like, look at that! And then everyone booed me because I was an insensitive prick.
Right, or like me when I wonder why the shot put girls can't just grab any big old girl and get up there and give her a gold medal.
Are you trying to say that the shot put is sponsored by Hormel Corn Dogs?
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, like, I'm built kind of like a shot putter. Like, I got some junk up here and some junk up here, but I still have muscle. Like,
You do.
Feel that forearm.
You got guns.
I have muscles everywhere. It's just they got a lot of flab on them.
All right.
So I thought maybe we should get, here, you want to feel this, Gary?
Smooch with you, Haas. I was going to say, we'll go ahead and we'll get you a shot put and we'll...
Go get one out of the garage. Go like make one.
Well, no. I'll go to you know, Dick's Sporting Goods or something like that and I'll get one and...
Okay, we'll see how far I can throw it.
Yeah.
Are there different weights?
Yes.
Are there? Mm-hmm. Is there different weights within the Olympics?
No.
Okay.
No, I want the ones they use in the Olympics and I want to see how far I can throw
Those are what are those? Or do they go by pounds or grams?
And then
do we know what the Olympic one is? Is it 10?
I look it up.
12, I think.
Listen, midweek show.
Okay.
A midweek show, and we're going to do the Olympics.
Okay.
Okay? Because I was trying to do a storyteller show last week.
And the discus.
And I didn't do it because I didn't want to.
All right.
So we will do a show in the middle of this week, and it'll be Olympics. It'll be me doing the shot put, 16, I believe, and you're doing the fast walking.
Speed walking?
Yes.
The diarrhea trots?
Yes, maybe we can speed walk against each other. Or it'd be an obstacle course where I have to go throw the hammer dick.
I think the hammer. There should be three events for us and we have to speed walk between them.
Okay, so the competitor with the longest legal putt is declared the winner. In open competitions, the men's shot weighs 7.2 kilograms. So that's 16 pounds.
Wow.
And a women's is 8 pounds.
And you just throw it.
How do you feel about 8 pounds?
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, but remember, you're not throwing it like a baseball. Like you're pushing it.
With a freshly surgeried Dr. Lehman's not.
Maybe not the best thing for you to do. Maybe try it left-handed.
Nope. I'm going for gold.
No, she's going with her camera muscle arm.
I'm going for gold.
All right.
I don't ever do anything big. Go big or go home.
Are you pulling a Ricky Bobby if you ain't first or last?
If you ain't first or last, go big or go home. My poor kids, the other night, I was trying to teach them a chant, you know. They're like, Mom, this is getting ridiculous. Well, because we do have, like, fun sayings that we do,
right.
And, you know. And it didn't go over very well with Lucy. She thought it was...
No?
You know, she thought it was too mean.
I thought Lucy would be, like,
she
Team
did
Spirit
like
Girl.
It at first, but it was like... How did it start? Oh, I would say, what do manos do? And Lucy and Libby Lou say, win. And I say, hustle. Say, why do we hustle? Because we win. When do we quit? Never. It was like our little like thing to do. And Lucy's like, it just sounds so mean, Mom.
And then she really is like the ambassador child.
And then I got Libby Lou like beating the shit out of people when I'm not even watching.
So great.
So anyway, that is the end of the first break.
Well, let's check in. How are you feeling? How are you?
I don't know why that's so funny.
Because that break is longer than most of our shows.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
And it's the third break.
Okay. We didn't even talk about the guy that fell down running on the race and then he still won.
No, we did. Didn't we?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, you did.
Did we
grape on a stick?
Did we talk about why the hell is... I mean, I've got more Olympic stuff I can go on. Like, why is Ryan Seacrest there?
Because NBC pays him a lot of money.
Oh, my God. Go home. You're not a sportscaster. And
speaking of Ryan Seacrest news, did you see the
Britney
meme going around where Britney realized on live TV that Ryan Seacrest is straight?
No.
Yes.
But I want to see it.
It's hysterical. Someone mentions about bringing his girl, and she turns around and mouths to the guy.
Girl? What?
Wait, girl? And you can like see it click in her head, like, Ryan likes girls.
And this is like a real thing.
Yes.
How have I not seen this yet? All right, so ambient show.
Oh, she's so pretty.
Still going. Knuckles, Hoss. You're doing good.
I'm trying.
Disclaimer, the Kelly Mano Show does not endorse taking prescription drugs for fun. It is stupid. Kelly and Horace are dumb as hell. Don't be like them.
No sleep till!
We're still here.
Sorta.
Gary, can I have my water, please? That's okay. If you pull out my freezer drawer, there's ice you can put in there. So,
I miss MCA.
Is he one of the dead ones?
Yeah.
I would say that my husband and your mom probably know us the best. So
I would say so.
We are well into 20 minutes. Of having ambient in
our
system.
Longer than that. I'd say worth an or past an hour.
So I don't feel any different other than like giggly and a little.
I'm yawning a lot.
So I want Mama Hoss and I want Jimmy to share that microphone right there and tell us what differences you notice in your kids or something that anybody has said on Facebook
and or
Live.
Wife.
And then Donna's going to give us a little sobriety test here to tell us how far we are off from being like a drunk driver.
I don't know. To me, I've seen you like this several times. Like, if you drink very rarely, and I know that you like to say you don't drink at all, but about once a year, I'll manage to talk you into having, like, a drink. Last night, you had one drink, which is unusual. And you get a little just giddy, I guess is the word for it. Just a little slap happy. You don't do or say anything extremely, you know, stupid, but it's a little, it's you, just a little looser version of you. That's how you are right now.
All right,
which is weird because you're censoring yourself.
It is. Like, there's been two times that I've wanted to say really bad things about people, and both times I've wanted to say it, and I didn't. So, Mama Hoss, do you notice anything different about your son at all? Because I don't.
Just looks tired.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say I don't feel like it's making me goofy, but I'm definitely I got the yawns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just look very tired.
I'm not tired at all. Like it has not made me tired at all. So
maybe you're one of those people who medication has the inverse effect of.
I don't know.
Because there's people like that. Like there's people that you can't give stuff to because it will have the exact opposite effect.
Don't be confused. Ambien works on my wife.
Okay.
All right. Like I said earlier today, I don't know if it was on the air or not. She's had Ambien a few times. A couple of those times, she just went straight to bed.
Yes. Yeah.
She snored like a freak. Like, yeah. There's no way I'm going to sleep in that bed tonight. So I'm going to sleep downstairs on the couch. And, I mean, mouth wide open. Like, horrible noises.
Just ugly sleep.
Oh, yeah. There was one time that she took the Ambien where stuff got a little unusual, and we can't go into it.
Okay.
But let's just say... Next time you see a Batman movie, I want you to think about me. All right, and okay. I'll explain some other time.
All right.
All right.
Sweet.
None of that is happening tonight. You know that, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I am locking the doors.
It doesn't matter if you're the one who's getting up and getting stupid.
I'm going to tie myself to the bed.
That's what I had in mind.
Perfect.
All right, Donna, do you have some sobriety tests for Hoss and I?
I've got a few. Which ones do you want to do? Here are the three that they have here. There's the eye test where you run the pen from back and forth. Uh-huh. So we'll see how jerky your eyes are.
Okay.
And then the other one is the walk and turn test.
Let's do the walk and turn.
And then the final one is the...
Do you have to do that while Right Said Fred is playing?
And then the other one's the one leg.
Oh, I'm screwed on that
test.
One.
All right.
So take me to jail, cop.
All right. So
if it's a one leg balance test, I'm done.
Let's do that.
So the walk and turn, Kelly, you'd have to get up because that's like 9 steps.
Okay. I'll come over here.
All right, Kelly first.
And so here's the deal, because when I'm explaining it to you, that's part of the test. So okay. We have to see what she's doing. Okay, so everybody just kind of...
Should I take my headphones off so I'm not hearing this twice? Do I need to go into an isolation booth?
No, you're fine. Yeah, you're fine. Okay, so you're supposed to step with one foot right in front of the other, and you have to do it for 8 steps. Heel, toe, along a straight line. We're just going to...
For 8 steps.
Yeah. And go ahead and count those out.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Now turn around and do the same thing. Count it out loud.
1, 2, 3.
She's a little shaky at 4 and 5.
Yep. Ooh, we're down.
Okay,
we're
she's
down to 5.
Okay.
5. Damn it. 6, 7.
One more.
8.
There you go.
Okay, right. So let's talk about the indicators of impairment.
Okay.
Okay, and we'll probably just have Haas do the one leg. Stand test. So indicators of impairment for the walk and turn test, the indicators of impairment are if you can't keep balance while listening to the instructions, if you begin before the instructions are finished, which you didn't really do that. If you
fell on your partner at 5.
Right. If you stop while walking to regain balance, which you definitely did. You can't touch heel to toe. Which you were able to use arms to balance, which you did, steps off the line or takes an incorrect number of steps or makes an improper turn.
So if you
exhibit 2 or more of these indicators, that means that you're pretty impaired.
What do they consider an improper turn? Like, are you just supposed to pivot?
It just says
probably just like flopping down into a backspin.
That might be someone from the future, though. That guy, like one of those Tokyo Drift guys. If you do a backspin and pop up a complete about face,
yes,
you are clear to go, sir. Here are your keys.
All right.
Drive safe.
So Gary just did it with no problem.
All right. What am I doing?
You're doing the one leg stand test.
The one leg stand
up. I'll try. Well, no,
okay.
I'll try.
But...
Yeah, you guys can do it at the same time. So here's how it goes. You have to stand with 1 foot approximately 6 inches off the ground. And count aloud by ones, beginning with thousands. So 1,000, 2,000, okay? So you guys get to count together.
Okay.
And we're going to, they say they usually test this for 30 seconds. You want to do it for like 10?
Yeah.
Let's do 10 seconds.
Okay.
All right, and go. Lift your legs up.
1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000, 9,000.
Kelly's down.
Let's
try it one more time.
Okay.
Like
here's the thing, though. I need to stop because Jimmy will test to this. If Kelly were in a competition and she were fully cognate, she would be able to stand without a problem.
Yeah.
Oh, without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
But listen, I don't want the two to hold on to each other. If someone's going to go down, I want them to go all the way down. So separate by a few feet, because if someone's going to crash, I want the comedy.
Yeah, and I want to get out of here. Okay.
Yeah, ready? No walls, no...
I'll
yeah.
fall that way. Ready?
And ready, Haas?
Yeah.
And go.
1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000, 10,000, 11,000, 12,000. I got this in the bag. 14,000.
She's down.
She's down. Kelly's
down. She's
down. He's down. All right. Haas had it together. Haas really stayed.
I zoned in.
Yeah, you zoned in. You had the eye of the tiger. You locked in. He didn't waver.
I zoned in too, damn it. And I was trying to throw you off your game.
You guys took the same amount of Ambien, and you're half his size.
Yeah.
True.
That's it, though.
Well, so maybe there is something to the fact that me being bigger, I need to take more. Maybe, I mean, we were talking about that to start the show that we thought was something like this. That's more chemical and brain reactive, that it wasn't going to matter as much.
Right.
how tall we were.
I still think that it has to go through your bloodstream, and you've got a lot more blood volume to get to your brain. It's diluted inside you.
When they take your blood,
yeah.
Do they have to go get like the economy bags? I'm like, hang on, let me get the hefty ones.
I haven't had my blood drawn like for that in a long time.
Are there any other weird things that we wouldn't know about going pee? Not going pee, but being what? Tall.
There's your ambient moment, kids. That's the gold dunner moment.
Is there anything that we would not know about you being tall?
I duck through every door I go through. Doesn't matter how tall it is. It's just habit.
I see you do that.
Yeah. I don't get to buy what car I want. I buy what car I fit in.
That was...
I have a friend of mine's wife who is super crunchy granola.
Yeah.
And hates me because I drive a 3-row SUV. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to say your name on a podcast, but I'm never going to fit into a Prius. No. It's not going to happen.
You buy the car you want to drive.
Yeah. Well, I wish. It doesn't matter how much money I had. I'm never going to get a Lamborghini. As much as I would love to have one.
That's just so Justin.
Keep going.
That is so Justin Timberlake douchebaggy.
Yeah, but ever since I was a kid, I've always wanted one.
You know.
What car?
A Lamborghini.
Oh, yeah.
But no. Like, even if I had the money, I wouldn't be able to get one. I'd buy two and wear them like roller skates.
You know what? Like, he and I always talk about one day when we're really rich, because we're going to be really rich one day, and how embarrassed I would be of stuff like that. Do you remember when Steve Shannon used to let us borrow his, what was it?
Oh, I don't remember like what model number,
it was,
but
the silver
Mercedes convertible.
And we were,
shit.
And so he would let Jimmy drive it for the week. Well, he just had started dating me from Granite City, Illinois.
Right.
And I'm like, you are not driving me to Granite in that thing. I'm like, you're going to get your ass kicked or somebody's going to throw something at it. Like, he's driving through the McDonald's. I'm ducking so that nobody sees me in this damn car.
It was the coolest car I ever driven. And I had it for about 3 weeks. My car was getting fixed. He's like, oh, Jimmy, don't rent anything. Let me give it them. You want the Mercedes or you want the
G-Wagon?
Yeah, he had so many cars. Ugh.
Yeah.
I remember flying to Los Angeles for a job interview, and my boss, or the guy who was interviewing me, who ended up becoming my boss, picked me up from the airport in his Porsche, and it didn't work well. I get in and I knock the rearview mirror off with my head, and he's like, "So for dinner, I think I'm bringing the SUV," and I was like, "That's probably a better idea."
Yeah, I get a lot of flack for doing kind of the opposite in cars. Is scrunching my feet up, or I stick my foot out the window when I drive. I do that all the time.
All right.
People will take pictures of that and put it on Facebook and be like, why do people drive like this? And
because they can.
Because if I don't put that foot down, it doesn't reach the ground. Like, it just, like, my like it dangles. Right. And so I always have my left foot either tucked up underneath my butt or straight out the window. And then my right foot does touch the pedals because the pedals come off the floor.
Yep.
So, you know, same thing. And
does your car have, and I just realized that mine had this like 3 months ago, there's a lever on the side of my steering column that will either bring the pedals closer to me or push them further away.
I don't think it does, but I've seen cars like that.
It's kind of fancy.
That's what, because see, the reason I'm driving a minivan, I have 19 blind spots.
Yeah.
Short people are not meant to drive minivans. And no. So my next car is probably going to be like a Jeep or a truck or something big where I can do stuff like that and I can see what the hell's going on. But what were you talking about for that?
Things about being tall. That's really it. Clothes and cars.
And
dating. It sucks.
It's because we were talking about how tall he is and how the ambience affecting him differently than it's affecting you.
Well, your first kisses had to be super awkward.
Oh, yeah. Really awkward.
Because like, they're already awkward in the first place.
My first kiss, I was laying down.
You got lucky there.
Yep.
But
well, I was going to say, was that strategic? I got to lay down to make the move?
No, actually, I didn't make the move. I was scared to death.
Okay.
I was. I remember like we were laying down listening to the radio, and I was laying on my back and she had like her head on my chest and I was like, this is awesome. And then she like crawled up to kiss me and I like must have like gotten like super rigid, and she was like, I'm kissing you, it's gonna be okay. I was like, okay.
Oh, see, you had an older girl who knew what she was doing.
No, I was like 4 months older than her.
Yeah, it just depends on who's had the experience,
yeah.
Yeah, it was not me.
But I cannot imagine a romantic goodnight kiss with somebody who's 7 feet tall.
Yeah, it's awkward. It's awkward.
You definitely can't.
No, I wouldn't even, like, because those, like,
3 seconds before you kiss are like terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
But for Haas, it's like 19 seconds.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
It's like,
yeah, dating. It's funny. Every girl's like, I just want a tall guy. And I'm like, oh, yeah. we'll test that theory.
Surprise.
In the movie where they cut to them kissing and they cut away and they're getting closer and closer and closer.
It's like a 5 minute.
It would be like a 5 minute scene for Haas to get down to his first date.
Yep.
First kiss.
Pretty much.
Can't talk.
But yeah, that's really it. Outside of that, it's, you know, I have to put my pants on one leg at a time like everybody else.
What about a coffin?
I'm gonna get what we talked about the last week. I'm gonna get burnt up.
Get burnt up and earn. Yep. That's right, because I'm gonna throw a bag of your ashes at Axel on stage.
If I die, that's right. Sign this. Throw it on stage. Oh yeah, Mom's got a great story about burning up her dad
in a banana box. You know, my dad is in a duck.
Mom,
right?
Come here. Come here.
Did you burn?
This is an awesome story. It's really, it's a great story.
So talk into the black side of the microphone where the numbers are. And then just pretend like you're talking to me. Just pretend like you're talking to me.
Well, it was just my dad died and we went to the funeral parlor and he had prepaid for a cremation. But he'd done it like 20 years before. So there were a few little things they had to tweak and everything. And then they say, well, and we had to talk about what we're going to put him in. When he first signed up, they didn't have to be in a casket or anything. But over these 20 years, the laws have changed and he has to be in a container. So they take us back. They show us all the coffins. And, you know, they go from 1800 to, and we go back to the
$1,800 and you're just going to burn up.
Yes.
So we go back to the room and the guy's sitting there to, the three of us older girls were there. My little sister hadn't made it yet. And he's talking about it. We're all just sitting there dead silent, looking at each other. We can all see that we're thinking the exact same thing. And finally, my older sister goes, you know, I just have a problem with this because I can hear my dad saying, you're going to spend $1,800 just to burn it up.
Yep.
And the guy goes, well, for $60, we do have this box option. And we go back in the back, and it looks like a great big huge Chiquita banana box.
Oh, my gosh.
Burned him up in a cardboard box.
We picked the Chiquita banana box option.
And now, where is he still in the box?
Oh, no, they burnt it up.
So then they burnt up the box.
Yeah. That's the thing is, like, when you get cremated now, they can't just stick you in the oven. They have to put you in something.
God, we didn't have to do that. We just had to pick the urn for my dad, and we were looking at the walls.
The laws had changed. Because when he first signed up, that's the way it was. Like, when my mom was cremated, we didn't have to have
a coffin. Just burned him in a banana box.
Yeah.
I don't $60 blame you.
Hell no. When I die, if someone spends $2,000 on a coffin to put me in just to burn it up,
I'll haunt them.
Yes.
There's a great story in the news today that we're not going to get in now because you and I are both under the influence of drugs.
Yeah.
Of another younger lady that did an assisted suicide over the weekend.
Really?
Like the Brittany Maynard story. So we'll get into that a little bit later because there's always so much to go into with that kind of stuff. Is that my kid's home?
Probably. Yeah,
probably. But anyway.
Fun times.
Guys, this is a great show.
Uh-huh. It doesn't feel like it.
It's a great show.
Is it?
Yeah. People love hearing all this stuff. You guys are awesome.
I have no idea what we talked about.
I don't either.
I know. That's the best part.
I just pulled up the Roomba poop thing because I thought we hadn't done it yet, right?
No, we already did it.
We did it.
There was something else earlier I thought we did that we didn't do.
This is what you need to do. You need a test of like a memory test.
We did the stories.
Did we talk about the Rio diving pool smelling like a big fart?
Yes.
Yeah, we did.
Yes. Oh, yeah, because the pool's green.
Kelly's not
something.
Making this stuff up. She wouldn't pretend.
No, I can't remember what we covered and what we
did.
Didn't.
We talk about the cheerleading clinic?
No, that's for my kids.
Okay.
Okay, the kids are going to be here in about 3 minutes. 4 minutes, 5 minutes.
Yes. So, Spice Girls, please.
Did we talk about
yes.
me making the sign at the Bacchus party?
No.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't here.
Someone's an asshole now or... donkey balls or
Armstrong
something.
Armstrong sucks donkey balls.
Yeah.
Yes, we talked about that before Ambien. That was pre-Ambien.
Oh. But I don't want the show to end yet.
Well,
it's already a long show. Look. Yeah.
It's super long, but everybody's going to enjoy it.
That's
They're
going to
be
said.
Super... Yeah, it's yeah, super it's long, but everybody's going to enjoy
but
it.
But I really wanted Hoss like running down the yard naked doing something funny. Or
thankfully, that didn't happen. We're not going streaking.
Yeah. Let's go streaking!
Bring your green hat!
Everybody was streaking.
We're going through the quad Up to the gymnasium.
You would get heavy put on this.
Is this the...
oh, yeah. Can you grab that?
Is this the Asian eyelashes?
No.
You got Zills.
Yeah, and I got something that I'm not supposed to have.
Okay.
Yeah, you let him play with that.
You know the teacher. You shouldn't be telling. This is awesome. What is this?
Oh, good lord. Isn't it like stick the your best hand thing in you've ever felt in your life?
It's pretty cool.
It's the best thing when you haven't taken Ambien. Those are water beads.
Okay.
And that's it. You just stick your hand in it.
That's pretty awesome.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Watch my belly.
They're so easy to please on Ambien.
Wait a minute. I got my belly dancing skirt.
Your teacher's going to be very happy with
right.
you.
Well, the producer has told them to wrap up the show.
Oh, you got, I forget what those are called, but
Jimmy's telling them to wrap up the show.
Yeah, yeah. So now that the kids are coming, you're going to break up the belly dancing routine.
Listen, Donna can do it too. Ooh, God. I got her skirt right there.
Aren't those cool, Jimmy?
Yeah. That's really weird.
I want to try.
And that's just water?
It's just water.
Mm. So. Mm.
That's awesome. You got your sunny zills.
Right. We're falling apart at the seams. We've got belly dancing and water beads. Yes, ma'am.
I need a mute.
Are you going to sing the patty cake song now?
Yes. This is what we do.
We're going off the rails.
Where's Facebook Live at?
Oh, it's right there.
Wait, Donna, going off the rails?
Yeah.
Gone.
I really thought we were going to, like, wrap it up and it was going to...
I did too.
We're still going.
Hang on. Can you do it on Ambien?
Kelly is now belly dancing and using her finger symbols.
Oh, we're still on the radio, aren't we?
I
think we're going with that.
No, we're still recording.
I've been trying to tell you to wrap it up, Kel.
I'm going to go ahead and hit comma now.
Yeah, go ahead and hit that button that starts the final song.
The Spice Girls.
Don't do that. And then we got to look at each other.
Yeah, I'm not dancing.
You got to turn the video.
All right, I started it.
Yay. No, in belly dancing, you don't say yay.
No.
You go.
And then something blows up. No, that's not how it works. Is that how it works? Don't you make that noise and then like,
hey,
you blow yourself up?
Kids gotta go to bed.
Yes.
Wrap up the show.
Okay, but nobody starts the Spice Girls but me.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well then, go ahead and hit the button.
I don't know who thought that may have been a new rule, but Hoss, thank you for doing the Ambien show with me.
That's fun.
I don't think that anything different happened.
I feel tired, but that's it.
I mean, I always just belly dance in front of them.
I mean,
let your listeners tell you after they hear the show. They'll let you know.
Like right now, I feel like kind of funny, but I feel like I knew everything I was doing.
We should have the audience or the listeners or whatever we call them. We should have them like put on the chat page like what they thought of the show and stuff. And
can I put my face in that?
I don't care what you do. It's Donna's.
I just think it'll feel really good.
Do that off the air. That's not good radio.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thanks for sticking to us through the show.
Yeah.
We should really probably do a midweek show this week. I said I was going to last time, and then I lied because it was...
You put the microphone up your nose. No,
it was too hard. I didn't want to.
That's what she said.
I didn't want to.
Your kids are going to be horrified in about 30 seconds.
This is
going to
be great.
The
I feel like I'm watching a plane crash.
The plane hits the thing, or the hat hits the marker.
It does. Now you know where to talk.
Now I know exactly where to talk.
This is still the best thing in the world.
Close. I haven't felt it yet.
That's
her
new profile.
Oh, yeah, here you go.
I want to feel it.
It's pretty cool.
That's the new profile picture for the chat room.
It's slimy fun.
Oh, my God, and it's so cold.
It's pretty cool.
Even Piggy's getting pissed out there.
Piggy is screaming outside.
Yeah.
I wish
my sister's on the phone. Hang on.
I wish people knew what this felt like right now.
Yeah, why don't you drive around the neighborhood for a few seconds before you bring the kids inside to see their mom belly dancing on drugs?
I'm fine. No, I'm fine.
That's going to be the name of my next band, by the way.
Right. Belly dancing on drugs. That would be a hell of a band name.
All right, I'll start the outro. All
right.
No, that's your album name. Right,
that's true.
All right, so as we wrap up the show on Ambien, I think it was pretty much not as exciting as we thought it was going to be.
A normal old Monday show.
And we took Ambien and we did
it's
the
Monday,
show.
Right?
It's Sunday. No, it's Sunday.
We're not past midnight, right?
No, we might. Legitimately, what is today?
Sunday.
Okay. I thought it was
Sunday.
Monday. I was wrong.
Doctor, we were talking about wrestling. Girls got class. Angels, girls on top. Handbags, needles, pop. Soul glam queen. Sing the blues and love supreme.
I got nothing.
Way back then she had the face. That's not in the past. Legends built to last.
I lost the ball.
I got it.
Something new. She's a power girl in a 90s world. And she knows just I think it's going to end. The lady is a vamp, she's a vixen, not a tramp, she's a pop, 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 pop.
There are balls flying everywhere.
That's what she said.
She's the top of the top, she's the best.
That was a good one.
Jackie O, he loved her so. Sorry, Mr. Kennedy.
We gotta remember to do the disclaimer.
Norma Jean had a 7-year itch. Some like it hot, then no fever pitch. Pink ladies, the tea, birds, the moon,
somebody
had
a 7-year itch?
It's all in
There's ointment for that.
Legends built to last. But I've got something new. She's a power girl.
Neat.
In a 90s
and then it has the pre-chorus.
She's a downtown swinging.
Not over yet!
Cause the lady is a bounce, she's a vixen, not a tramp, she's a cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. So the fellas search your best, cause you ain't seen nothing yet. She's the top of the town, she's the best. Yes. Scary baby, ginger posh. 40, yes, now that's your lot. We're the Spice Girls, ready to go. Ladies and gents, can you please take your seats? And we hope that you enjoy the show.
I bet this sounded amazing to everyone in the room who doesn't hear the music.
You tell them, Daddy. Why do you sound like Beavis and Butthead?
Oh, this is great.
Disclaimer, the Kelly Mano Show does not endorse taking prescription drugs for fun. Okay. It
goodbye,
is stupid. And Kelly and Horace are dumb as hell.
Dumb as hell!
Be like
I'll
them.
Edit it. Don't worry.